Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Zayin, and we are at the fourth wide line of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Shimi Vashti Sheva Zmirois Hu Simen. So the Gemara in Daf Vav Amud Beis, Shabbos' daf, discussed the Pasuk in Mishlei Perek Yud Zayin. The Pasuk says, Poiter Mayin Reishes Modoin V'lefnei Hizgala Hariv Netosh. Gemara said that pshat in this pasuk is in the context of a bezdin, that a bezdin has a right, if they want, to decide to make a compromise, a pshara between the two litigants, but they can only do so poiter mayim. They could do it before they start hearing the arguments and before they start seeing in what direction the wind is blowing. But once they begin the din Torah, at that point, it's something they're not allowed to do. And the Gemara said that halacha comes from that pasuk in Sefer Mishlei. And from there, the Gemara went and darshened another halacha, a rather well-known Maimer Chazal, Amar Rav Hanuna, in Tchilois Dinoi Shel Adam Nidan El Al Divrei Torah, that the first question that they're going to ask a person after 120, when he stands in front of the Kisei HaKavod, is Kavato Itim La Torah. And you know that, it's learned out from the same Pasuk, Poiter Mayin, Reishes Modin. Incidentally, I think that the one group of people that will certainly be able to give a resounding yes to that question of Kavat Itim Vatoira, the Loim De'adaf, hashtag Dafyoimi, which is something that's done every single day. Certainly the people that take it seriously from the Yoimi perspective, you daven three times a day, you put your tefillin on every day, you say Kriyashma twice a day, you learn every day, so that the Dafyoimi people certainly have a little bit of a precedence when it comes to this. But regardless, it was learned out from the pasuk of Poiter Mayim Reishes Modin. So the Gemara now is going to bring a third drasha that's learned out from the very same pasuk. Says the Gemara, who'd have a come of Azul? There was a man that used to walk around saying, Tuvei Deshama V'Odesh, Ashrei, fortunate is a person who hears other people speak downly, they denigrate him, but he's quiet. A person like that, Chofua Bishtei Meya, such a person, 100 bad things that could have come unto him are going to be spared. Meaning when you answer back to somebody, a fight breaks out, and very often one thing can lead to another. And 100, proverbially speaking, bad things can happen. So someone who shama v'adish, chafua b'shtei meya, he should realize that he's sparing himself so many terrible things that could possibly happen. That this Yid that walks around saying this, I don't know if he realizes it, but he's being mechaven to a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Poiter Mayim Reishes Modin." This pasuk that we just said, and he darshened it, "Poiter Mayim." Somebody that avoids a fight, Reishes Modin, Reish Meya Doni, he's walking away from 100 bad things that could possibly happen. Who did Habakkuk of Azul? It was a person that walked around saying, "Atarti Tlas Ganavaloi Mikdal." If somebody gets caught as a ganav two times or three times, he's not going to be killed. Marshal says, "Since when does a ganav ever get killed?" He says, "We're talking about a Baba Machteres." But either way, this is what the person used to say, that a ganav, if you catch him twice, we're not going to do anything to him. Three times, we're not going to do anything. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, crux, if it's really a pasuk, Koyam HaShem, Al Shloisha Pishe Yisrael, but Va'al Bar Lo Yashivenu, for three averis that you didn't do, Nu Memela, I'm willing to look away. But for four Lo Yashivenu, for the fourth time already, strike four, you're definitely out. At that point, there's nothing anymore that can possibly be done. If you look in that Marsha, in Chedushi HaGadis, the Marsha says, Atarti Tlas, is it two or three? Two times, nothing happens. Three times, nothing happens. So says the Marsha, Tarti l'Rebbe, and Tlas l'Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. The head begets Olamdish. We know this Machlek is Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. Throughout Shas, a Chazaka is established when something happens twice, or is a Chazaka established when something happens three times? For example, a woman who's married and her husband dies. If it happens a second time, according to Rebbe, she's established as a katlana, she's not allowed to get married a third time. According to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, chazak is established when something happens three times. So if three times a woman buries her husband, she's considered a katlana, so that the fourth time she wouldn't be able to get married. Says the Marsha, a dover nifla, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is willing to look away from the averus that a person does, before he establishes a chazakah that he's becheskas, that he goes about and does these averis. So atarti, according to Rebbe, when a person does something only two times, The second time he did it, he has not yet established the chazaka. It's only moving forward that now he's already becheskas that he's a bal avera. So now he has to look out. So for the two times, according to Rabbi, nothing's going to happen. And according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, even when he does it a third time, it's only after the third time that we establish the chazaka. So plus ganavalei miktal, two according to Rabbi, three according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, nothing's going to happen. But once you do it already another time, val arba, even according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, lo yashivanu. At that point, I'm certainly going to have to do something, because now the person's already becheskas that he's a bal avera. If he's becheskas that he's a bal avera, the assumption is he's going to continue to do averas. If the assumption is he's going to continue to do averas, now already HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish him. I think a very obvious sushtel to this Gemara is the Gemara Masech Tizyuma Daf Pei Vav Amibes Tanya Rabbi Yis Rabbi Yehuda Omer Adam Over Avera Pamachas Moichlin Loi Shnia Moichlin Loi Shlishis Moichlin Loi Revius. But when a person doesn't have aver already a fourth time, ain't Moichlin Loi. So we actually allow a person to make mistakes. It's understood. One time, two times, three times, but already a fourth time, ain't Moichlin Loi Shenemar. And the Gemara quotes this pasuk that we just said. Koyamar Hashem, Al Shloisha Pishe Yisrael, but Val Arba Lo Yashivenu, four times already, I'm supposed to look away as well. That not. Some of that Gemara is going according to Shem Gamliel. Like the pasuk is mashma. That once a person is established, like the Shaira Muad, oh, now you're a Muad, now you're someone that's becheskas that you're a bal avera. The moment you're becheskas that you're a bal avera, everything changes. But it's an interesting idea, this marsha, that you see chazaka somehow dictates even issa v'heter, even though when it comes to a person doing avera, hakol bidei shamayim, chutz mi'ir shamayim, there's very powerful forces that are blowing in every direction, the Yetzahara, the Yetzatoiv, a person's free will, his Bechira, but there's an idea of Chazaka. And once a person is Becheskas that he's a Baal Avera, it tightens up the Avera a little bit differently, and at that point, Va'al Arba, Lo Yashivenu. It's interesting, we all know the Gemara, Kiddushin Lamates on the base, it's really well known, Machshava Toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarif Lamaisa, but Machshava Ra, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarif Lamaisa. Tosfos says, Kiddushin Lamates on the base, Uba'ovdei Koychavim Ipcha. It's just the opposite when it comes to a non Jew. Machshava ra Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa lemaisa, and a machshava toiva shaloiv dekechavim in Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa lemaisa. So the Achrayim say, what's pshat? In Hakadosh Baruch Hu ba betrunyam deyaisa. What Hashem is being partial to the Jews versus the non-Jews? That's not fair. Say the Achrayim, the pshat's pashat. When a person has a machshava to do an avera, does that mean he's going to do the avera? So we have to take a look at the person. Is he becheskas that he's a bal avera? Then we could assume he's not going to do it. If he's not becheskas, to the contrary, he's a person that usually does averis, so it all depends on what his chazok is. The yid has a cheskas kashrus. So when he has a machshava toiva to do a mitzvah, we assume he would have done it. Zakadosh Baruch Hu mitzarif lemaisa. When he has a machshava ra to do an avera, we assume that he wasn't going to do it. Thus, in a Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzarif lemaisa. But says toisus uba'evde kechadim ipcha. It's just the opposite. Because the guy's chazok is that he's going to do the avera. The guy's chazok is that he's not going to do the mitzvah. So again, chazoka dictates how we look at this person in terms of teaching his mitzvahs, in terms of teaching his averis. But I think just one other ha'ara, just to be moisef noifech on this idea, and that is a well-known gemara, many places in Shas. It's in Yuma Peivav on the Beis. It's in Yuma Peizayin Amad Aleph. Omar Rav Huna Omar Rav Kivich Avar Adam Averi Vishana. But if a person doesn't averi, and then he does it again, hutshulai, becomes mutter. Fake the Gemara, hutshulai solka daitach, elo nasis lekehetar. So when a person does an avera, and he does the avera a second time, that avera already is nasis lekehetar. The Velt says from Rabbi Yisrael Salanti, he says, when he does it a third time, it already becomes a mitzvah. But the point is nasis lekehetar once you start doing an avera. As long as a person acknowledges that what he's doing is wrong, there's hope, moichlin loy. There's hope that maybe he's going to do an avera. You know when, val arbo lo yashivenu, you know when we have to start looking at this person and say, you know something, now already you've crossed the line, when it's nasa like a heter. Once the nasa like a heter starts creeping in, at that point he no longer realizes that he's doing something wrong. When a person doesn't realize, he doesn't acknowledge that he has a problem, lo yashivenu, at that point there's already no hope. We spoke about this once upon a time at length, that the Rambam, right in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, when he introduces the mitzvah of tshuva, so the Rambam starts talking about vidui. In fact, the Lashon HaRambam is very interesting. The Rambam says that when a person does tshuva, kisheyasa tshuva, v'yoshuv micheta chayev lezvadeis lefnei akel baruch hu. Right? If you were going to sit down, you were going to write the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, you'd probably start, what's tshuva? You would define tshuva, you do an avera, tshuva, dalet chalke tshuva, charota, azivis achet. Rambam doesn't start that way. The Rambam starts assuming you already know what tshuva is. And the Rambam says, before we even discuss tshuva, I want to explain to you that there's one prerequisite that's critical for tshuva. And you have to know this even before you're starting to do tshuva. And what is that? Chayev lizvada is lefnei akel baruch hu. Now what is vidui? Ketzan nisvada. The Rambam says, this is Perik Aleph, Sifkotan Aleph. Oymeri says, Ona Hashem, chotosi, ovisi, pashati lefanecha, vasisi kach v'kach. Says the Rambam, if you can't say, chotosi, ovisi, pashati, then tshuva is not for you. You can't do tshuva. You can't go through a rehab program unless you start with the first step. Hi, my name is, and I'm a balavera. But if you can't say, chatosi, avisi, pachati, if you don't acknowledge you don't have a problem, the next 11 steps are a waste of time. There's absolutely no hope for you. So says the Rambam, I'm not starting with tshuva. I'm starting one step before tshuva. You know what's one step before tshuva? Acknowledge that you have a problem. But when a yid is not so like a heter, he's doing averas and he thinks it's mutter. He even thinks it's a mitzvah, right? He does it sometimes in the guise of religion, etc. That guy, there's no hope for. At that point, says the Eibishter, Valarba, Leyashivenu. So the Mashal said it's more, he's like a muchzik. At this point, there's a chazaka. According to Rabbi twice, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel three times, it could be there's another element over here. There's an element that once a person starts doing an Aveira two times, three times, it's not so like a heter. He's somehow subconsciously, cognitive dissonance, whatever, he stops realizing that what he's doing is wrong. Oh, if you don't realize that what you're doing is wrong, you're dead. You don't stand a chance. And that's where it becomes Valarba, Leyashivenu. There was a person that used to walk around saying, Shev biri l'shamana. If there's seven pits in the way of a tzaddik, a man of peace, he'll be fine. But v'chada l'avid bish, but a bad guy, one pothole, he has a flat tire. Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda, so Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Kroksiv, it's a pasuk, Yishev ha'yipol tzaddik v'kam. The tzaddik falls seven times, v'kam, and he gets up. But the Rasha, one time, and he's ready down. So Pashim Shana in the pasuk is that the tzaddik is able to overcome obstacles, that there could be seven pits in his way. It doesn't matter. He's going to be able to overcome it. But it's Yidua, the Chassidim say over from the Hilig of Baal Shem Tov, that the Baal Shem Tov used to teach the pasuk a little bit differently. Kishev ha'yipol tzaddik, in order for a person to be a tzaddik, he has to fall seven times. It's not just that the tzaddik, even if he falls seven times, v'kam. That's not the punchline of the pasuk. That too. But there's another very important hidden message in this pasuk, that a tzaddik is someone that fell, and he fell again, and he fell again, and eventually, after seven times, he was able to stand up. That's what makes a tzaddik. You're not a born a tzaddik. Tzaddikim were people that made mistakes along the way, but what they were able to do is they were able to be Sheva Yipel for Kam. And that's ultimately how they became a tzaddik. It didn't just happen. Meaning, the blueprint, the way a person becomes a tzaddik, is by understanding that just because I was knocked down doesn't mean that I don't get back up. It doesn't mean I can't get back up. You continue to get back on the horse, back on the saddle, you keep on plugging forward, and eventually you're going to become a tzaddik. In order for a person to get it right, he first has to get it wrong. Chassidim say, there's a medrash that says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so he would create a world, he said, nah, I don't like it. Another one. Till finally created the world that we live in right now. You can imagine what those worlds look like. Till finally he created the world, and he said, this is the world that we like. Bereishis bara lekim. This is the world. And the obvious question is, what, Hashem couldn't get it right the first time? Doesn't make any sense. Why does Hashem have to be Baino Machriv? Say the Chassidim, because the Eibishter was trying to implant in the Teva the way the world was going to work. Nobody gets it right the first time. Even Kabayochel, when he created the world, he was Baino Machriv. Not because Hashem couldn't get it right, but to make this point, it's a symbolic of the way the world is going to be. Mishas Bria Sa'olam, it came about, Al Yedei Baino Machriv, and it's true for every individual throughout his life. First, you have to fall, and then eventually you get it right. And the truth is, it's an idea of good things come hard before a child is born. This 9 months of pregnancy. Tzar Gidol Bonin, Tzar Leda, right? We're smoking a lot about that. Chevle Moshiach, this, in order for something really good to come, a person has to work, he has to toil, he has to fall, and sometimes he has to even fall seven times. But what distinguishes the tzaddik from the Einai tzaddik is the person that despite the fact that he has setbacks, and despite the fact he's falling, he's able to continue to go forward. There was another guy who used to walk around saying, it's a good thing
we know a lot of people. The Azal be Beidira Shakal Gliba, that if somebody leaves Bezdin and they took away his shirt, he literally walked out without his shirt. Li Zemer Zemer Velezel Baruch, he should walk out, he should sing a song, a happy song that is. Amale Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, Krox, if it's a possible, Gam Kala Mazeh, Al Mekoyma Yavag B'Shalom. Yisrael tells Moshe that you're going to set up a court. Every person that leaves your court should walk out feeling good about himself. Everybody? The guy who wins is going to feel good. The person that loses, not so good. The Teretz says, no. Even the person that loses should feel good. And the reason is because, you know what? If you lost, it means you were holding on to somebody else's thing that you weren't supposed to. It's good for you. It's good for your neshama long term. This is the right thing. The place can say that you see from here that a dayan has to explain to both parties what the halacha was. It shouldn't just say, this is the halacha, accept it. No, he should do it in a way where people can walk out with a feeling that they understand what happened. Was another person that said he naima vidikula shafel. When a woman falls asleep, the basket that women used to wear on their heads falls off. When a person's lazy, the roof begins to laze, begins to leak. In other words, when you snooze, you lose. There was a person that I trusted, and that person that I put my trust in, he raised his fist against me and he fought me. This was a person, he thought he was my friend. I trusted him and he came after me. It's also a pasuk. If there's an idea, that a person has to be careful, even with his friends, with the people that he trusts. One last person, he used to say as follows. He said, when things were good, shalom bayis, between my wife and I, apusya desafsira shchivon. We could have slept, we could have lied together on the tip of a sword. We could have been that close. But hashtalei aziza rechimten, but now that our shalom bayis isn't so good, purya barshita gamidi loy sagilon. If we have a bed that's 60 amas wide, it's not big enough. Amar rafuna, as rafuna said, kroiksiv, that's also a pasuk. Mei kariksiv, and I add to the chasham, but ibarati yitcha me'alaka pares. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to appear to Klal Yisrael, where? Me'alaka Kapoiris, Betanya, how big was the kapoiris? Or in Tisha, the kapoiris, the whole kapoiris was a tefach. Harei kanaksara, fixiv, and then the pasuk says, "Vapayis hashabana melech shloim lashem shishem ama arkoi veesrim rochboi veshloishem ama kemosai." The base Amikdash was tremendous. Ulubach soiv ksiv. What happens after Klal Yisrael did averos? Kikoyam Hashem. Hashemayim kisi. The horis hadoim ragle. Eze bayis hashetivla. I have nowhere to rest my shechina. What do you mean, nowhere to rest the shechina? Once upon a time, the Eibishter rested the shechina on the orin, the kapoiris, a tefach. Now, there's nowhere in the Beis HaMikdash. Ezo Bayis HaShetiv Nali, the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash aren't big enough. You would think they would be, but that's this idea. That when things are good, apusya tetafsir shchivon. But when they're not good, purya barshitin garmidi loy sagilon. Either way, we return to our regular program. So the Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Beis darshan the pasuk. The pasuk said loy soguru mipnei ish, that a person has to be careful when he's a dying, sitting on a bezdin. Shouldn't be intimidated. Don't be worried that, you know, one of the parties is wealthy, he's powerful, he's a politician, he's a Talmud Chacham, he's a Rav, he's a Melech. Loy soguru mipnei ish, and not just that one dying in front of the other dying. You'll have to realize that what they're doing is l'shem shemayim, elakim nitzav badas kel, like the Gemara is about to say, and you have to have that in mind. Says the Gemara. In other words, with darshaning loy soguru, do not hold back something that you want to say, and you're not because you're intimidated. Where do you see that the word soguru means holding in something that really you should be saying? Amar Rav Nachman, Amakra, V'yayin loy sishta, thou shalt not drink wine. V'loy segar, nor should you gather wine. So you see that soguru, segar, gathering. Rav Yaakov Meihoch, tochim b'kayitz lachma, ogra b'kotzer macholah. She gathers b'kotzer her food. Again, you see it means to gather. Rav Yaakov Meihoch, ogra b'kayitz, someone that gathers during the summer, ben maskel. He's a clever man. Either way, Zokta Gemara Vayit Emes, Momo, and Yerisim. Amar Shulman Achmeni, Amar Yoinisim. Kol Dayin should not din Emes Lamitai. Any Dayin that paskins a din Emes Lamitai, I am the Poiskim. What does Emes Lamitai mean? Emes? Emes Lamitai? Could you have more than Emes? Right? Emes is true. 100%. You can't have 110%. What's Emes Lamitai? Mashu Shechina B'Yisrael. But a Dayin who's done din Emes Lamitai, he causes Ashroi Shechina. Gevaldik. Shenemar Elokim Nitzav Badas Kel. Bekerav Elokim Yishpait. Chol Dayin she ain't done din Emes Lamitai, Goyim L'Shechina Shevistalik B'Yisrael. He causes the Shechina to be removed from Klal Yisrael. Shenemar Mishay Danim Enkas Avyoinim Ata Okum Yoimer Hashem. Hashem says that when I hear the cries of the Danim and the Avyoinim, people that were treated poorly,
meaning they weren't given a fair chance in court. In other words, Hashem says that I'm removing my Shechina. There's a siluk Shechina. This, of course, is an idea we spoke about in the intro, that the Shechina is the 72nd member of the Sanhedrin. That's why the Dayanim were called Elohim, Lashon Chayil, which is really a play on Elohim, which is Lashon Kodesh. We said maybe that's why they sat in the Lishkas HaGazis. Maybe that's why there's a Chil Hashem when a person brings his Din Torah Lefnei Erkois, not Lefnei the Bat Edine Yisrael. Either way, Zokta Gemara Vaitel Amra Shmomar Nachmeni Amra B'Yenison Kol Dayan Shnei Tumi Zeven Eisen Lezesh Lokidin. If a person is a Dayan and he takes money wrongfully from one person, he gives it to somebody else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noitel Mimenu Nafsh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away his nefesh. He's chayiv misa. Shenemar al tigzol dol kidalu. V'al tedaki yoni bashar. Make sure that you don't mistreat the poor person. Ki Hashem yorev rivam v'kova es koveim nefesh. So v'kova es koveim nefesh suggests some element of dinei nefashes, that if a person, a dayan, is noitel mizeh, and the truth is, at first glance, it seems puzzling, right? The crime doesn't seem to fit the punishment. A person was done din, it wasn't the emes. He took from a poor person something that maybe he shouldn't have taken. For that, he's already going to be chayv misa. But I think a very obvious sushtal, something we spoke about many times, and that is what the Chafetz Chaim says in Ahavas Chesed. It's in Inyonei Gmilus Chasadim, Perik Shishi. He says a davar nifla. He says, "Boyu re'ei oid goydol scharo isha isa chesedim chaveru be'ezer inyan." Take a look at the unbelievable effects that come about from doing chesed, and specifically the schar that a person is going to get when he does chesed. Shechosh v'loik is when a person does chesed, we calculate kol ha'toylod she'yatzu mizeh, all the good things that came about from the chesed that you did, and it's ki'ilu hu asa ba'atzmai, and he gets credit for all those wonderful things that happen. Le'inyan isha zegufa, for example, mosad stock of the chesed mezem beduka shenechla, so you know a person is not well, and you give him money, food, you get him back on his feet. He's not only going to get credit for the $180 that he gave this poor person, he's going to get rewarded as if he brought him to life. So anything that this person does, he's going to get credit for. The Chafetz Chaim says that's why there's an inyan to do chesed with a Talmud Chacham more so than with an ordinary person. Because when you do chesed, all the good things that that person does, you're going to get credit for. So if you have the schus to do chesed with a Talmud Chacham, who sits and learns, who does mitzvahs, who serves Hashem, so all the wonderful things that that person does, you're getting. It's not like all $180 checks were created equally. No, it depends who you're giving it to. Because the impact that comes about from your tzedakah is going to be to your credit, so you might as well give tzedakah to a good person versus giving tzedakah to a not such good person. But either way, says the Chafetz Chaim, unfortunately, the same thing is true in the reverse. It's also true when a person does something bad. If you do an Avera, the ripple effects that come about through your Avera is on your cheshbon. And he brings a raya. Bavakamo kuf yotes amadahav. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Kalagoyzel chaver shavapruta. If somebody steals from his friend the shavapruta, ki ilu noitel nishmasem yimenu. It's as if he killed him. Really? If you steal from somebody a shavapruta, it's as if you killed him? So the Gemara says, yeah. And I'm skipping a little bit. You know that? You know that from Shaul. Because the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem el Shaul. Hashem comes to Shaul HaMelech and he tells him, Ad asher heimes es ha-gevoinim. He gives him toichacha for killing the gevoinim. Says the Gemara, if you know a little bit of Navi, Shaul never killed gevoinim. V'chihechem atzinu, shaharak Shaul es ha-gevoinim. It's not in Shmuel Aleph, it's not in Shmuel Beis, it's not in Shaul. It's nowhere. Shaul did not kill the gevoinim. So what are we talking about? Elam, he took shaharak Shaul es neiver kehanim. Shaul killed Nor, which was the city of Kehan. Shahayim aspikim lemayim umos. They used to support the gevoinim. And when they died, they couldn't support the Gevoinim. And now the Gevoinim lost out. Malo all of our cost of Kilo Harka. So we, unfortunately, in a bad way, credit Shaul as if he killed it. Shaul didn't kill the Gevoinim, but he killed the people that supported the Gevoinim. Noivir HaKeyanim. So therefore, it's Nechshav as if he did it. Mizeh says the Chafetz Chaim, Nucha Liroi says, Hanhogas Din Shamayim. Shehu Noirim Oid. Shechoshvim Boi Kol Asibois Hanoilodois Al Yidei Pulas Adam. Shafilu Dover Shehu Groma Ba'alma. Even something like that, any effect that comes about of it, all the ripples, all the waves, are all going to be al cheshbon of the person
that got this going. And the Chofetz Chaim says it's true from Midera and Midatoiva, which is Meruba Bemidos Peronius. It's absolutely going to be true. But I think that's Pashup Shan in this Gemara. That Kol Dayan, Shenoitel Mizev, and Noisin Lazesh, Shalokidin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noitel Lesnafshemet. It's no different than the Gemara in Bava Kama on the very last daf, Kuf Yutasam and Aleph, where Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol HaGoizel Chaver Shavar Puta, Kilo Noitel Nishmasa Mimenu. Why, if you steal, are you Noitel Nishmasa Mimenu? Not because of the Shavar Puta that you took, but because of the spiral that you potentially set. Now, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But you have to realize there's Dinei Nefashos involved. How is the Dinei Nefashos? I stole from the guy in Shavar Pruta. Where's the Dinei Nefashos? Because if Dinei Nefashos is going to come about from what you took away from this person, you're the Goyim, it's going to be on your cheshbon. It's the same thing with a Dayan. A Dayan is the same thing. If he's Noitel Mizev and Noitel Lezesh, like you did, realize that what's at stake is Dinei Nefashos. For sure, no. Of course not. For sure, nothing's for sure. But there's a good chance that this is going to lead to Dinei Nefashos. And if it does, Hashem Yarev Rivam, V'kovel Es Koyveim Nafesh. Vam Rashi Woman Achmini Amar Bionis. Let you know Dayan Kilo. That's why Kilo Cher Manachzle Ben Rechayisam. Dayan should always picture himself as if there's a sword that is sitting between his thighs. The Gehenim Sucha Loi Mitachtov, and Gehenim is open up beneath him. Shenemar, and the pasuk says, Hinei Mitase Shal Shloimoi Shishim Giborim Savav Lavi Gibor Yisrael Kulam Achuze Cherev Mulumde Mechama Ischarbe Al Yurechoi Mipachad Balelis. What does this pasuk have to do with anything? Hinei Mitase Shal Shloimoi, says Rashi, Shloimoi, wherever it's mentioned in Shir Hashirim. Shir Hashir Mashal Shloimoi doesn't mean Shloimoi Melech. Shir Hashir Mashal Shloimoi means Misha Sholem Shaloi. It's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitosoi, the bed, the resting place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Beis HaMikdash. Who was in the resting place of the Beis HaMikdash? Shishim Giborim. Says Rashi, Shishim's Lavdafka. It's really Shivim. Shivim Ve'echad. It's referring to the Sanhedrin. Why were they Giborim? Because they were Giborim. They were Talmidei Chachamim, Melumdei Milchama, says Rashi, Milchemta Shel Torah, beautiful Rashi. Said who to the Melumdei Milchama, the Sanhedrin, they're in the Lishkas Hagosis, and they close their eyes, and you know what they see? They see Ishcharbe Al Yurechoy Mepachad Baleilos, and that's this idea that a Dayan is supposed to see himself Kilu Cherev Munachasloy. And it's learned out because it says Baleilois Mipachta Shal Gehenim Shadoim Alalei. The point is, a Dayan has to realize what's at stake. He shouldn't just think, big deal, I'm a Dayan, it's my job, 9 to 5. I don't think about it before 9 o'clock. I don't think about it after 5 o'clock. Everyone's got to make a living. This is what I do. I'm punk the Dayan. No, you're not punk the Dayan. If you're a Dayan, you have people's lives at stake, and it's not posh it. And if you're not up to it, you don't do it. We'll see soon. Rav used to say that he did it begrudgingly. He has no idea why he did it. In his mind, there was no upside from being a Dayan. He did it because kacha. That's what Rav did. He felt that's what Hashem wanted him to do. But really, he felt on a personal level, why am I doing this? It's all downside. There's no upside. That Dayan has to realize, at the very least, that there's enormous responsibility that's being entrusted with him. And he literally has to have the fear of Laila. What is the fear of Laila? Mipachta shel gehenim. It's true, day as opposed to night, but boiker as opposed to what? In the afternoon by Mincha Gedoyla? At that point already, you're not allowed to paskin shaylas? Says the Gemara, you know what it means. What's dinu la boiker? In bar l'chadavik kaboiker amreho. If a Dayan who's about to issue a verdict, it has clarity, like the day, it's as clear as the day, then he should say it. But the imlav, if not, altoim reyo, don't say it. I mean, a Dayan has to be 100% clear that what he's saying is right. If the Dayan is so clear about what he's about to say, as clear as something that everybody knows, which is, you're not allowed to marry your sister. If it's that clear, I'm reyo. The imlav, but if he's a little bit insecure about this psak halacha, al toim reyo, you should not say it. Bring the shame, the Vilna Goyen. It's actually in Aderes Eliyahu, Parshas Re'eh. The Vilna Goyen said that, what's these two analogies? In bar lecha adover kaboiker, and in bar lecha adover kachoyscha she'asru lecha. So the Vilna Goyen said something unbelievable. He said that Dayan has to be proficient, obviously, in halacha. He has to know chesh mishpat. But at the same time, a Dayan also has to be worldly. A Dayan has to understand business. He has to be worldly in the matter that he is presiding over. Because if not, there's nuances that could impact the psak halacha that he's saying. So his clarity has to be both in the halachic aspect of it, and also in the more worldly, the more technical aspect of it. So said the Vilna Gaon, that klapi, the halachic aspect that the dayan has to have perfect clarity, is in bar lecha hadavar ke'achoscha she'asur lach. Just like he knows the halacha so clearly that a person's sister's asa to him, that's how klar he has to be that this halacha that he's saying is the richtig halacha. But he also has that perfect clarity in the technical matter. And that's in Baruch Lecha Adova Kebiker, from the scientific stuff. Just like you know it's difficult, the halacha. You know it's day outside. That's how certain you have to be when it comes to this. The Goyen said that that's why the Torah mentions the Isser Sheikhad in two places. And one time it says, Ki HaSheikhad Ya'aver Inei Chachamim. And in another place it says, Ki HaSheikhad Ya'aver Inei Pikchim. Why Chachamim and then Pikchim? Nothing is random. Says the guy, Chachamim is Talmud Chacham. Pikchim, he's a Pekeach, he's worldly. A Dayan had to be a Chacham and he had to be a Pekeach. Klapi, the fact that he had to be a Chacham, he has to be so clear in his Psak Halacha, Ke'achoscha she'asur lach. And Klapi, the fact that he had to be a Pekeach, he had to be so clear in the worldly aspect of it, the business, whatever exactly it is, it has to be in Baruch Lecha Dover Kebeiker. If not, if there are 10 people that are sitting at a din Torah, all 10 dayanim are responsible. So if there's 10 dayanim, so the chains that are hanging around the neck of the dayanim are hanging around all 10 of these people. Says the Gemara, Pshita, even a Talmud who's sitting together with his Rebbe, meaning the Talmud could say, the Rebbe's here, I anyways don't have a vote. My Rebbe wasn't here, that would be my response. Everybody's going to be held accountable. Meaning if the Talmud sees that the Rebbe is making a mistake, he has to correct him. There's no Meir Halacha Bifnei Rabbi, because the Gemara says, in Erev and Samach Gimel Amin Aleph, Le'frusha Me'esura, there's no issue. We always speak out the Chassan Sofer and the Tshuva. So many times we spoke out. If I had a Beis Medrash B'chiddush, I would say it, but I don't. But we always speak out the Chassan Sofer's Kasha. Why was Shmuel Meir Halacha Bifnei Rabbi when he told Eli that Zar Kedu Shchita, that Shchita is Kshera Bizar. Eli thought that the Shchita had to be done by a Kohen. If the Shchita had to be done by a Kohen, the Kohen that was going to do it was going to be wearing the Big Day Kehuna. We know the Big Day Kehuna had in it Kalayim because the Avnit was made out of the Kalayim. But the truth is Shchita is Kshera Bizar, which means that Shchita is Lav Avoide. If Shchita is not an Avoide, even if a Kohen is going to do the Shchita, he can't wear the Big Day Kehuna, which means he can't wear the Avnit because the Avnit is going to be Kalayim. So by Shmuel being Meir Halacha Bifnei Rabbi, he was being Mafrish Eli Meisura. He was being Mafrish this kind that would have done the Shechita from the Issa Kalayim. So Freik, the Hilgich Sam Seifer in a Tshuva, he says he doesn't understand why he was punished. Why was he a Meir Halacha Bifnei Rabbi? Rabbi, we always speak out that Gemara. The Gemara in Brachas that talks about the mice with Eli and Shmuel, it's Hafeichba Vafeichba, the Kulo Gemara, the amount of sermons and the amount of chaburas that come out of that Gemara. We'd be speaking out most recently, so we spoke it out with regards to the tzlach, the kasha, the marshal's kasha that wasn't Shmuel a katan, and if Shmuel's a katan, he anyways wasn't chayim misa for being Meir Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. And the tzlach, he says it in Na'idah B'Yudah as well, says that being that he was pe'utos, he was intelligent, he was smart, he would be punished for what he did. Even, I don't remember if it was cotton part one, part two, or part three, but it was somewhere in the cotton series. We spoke out this Na'idah B'Yudah. Either way, another nekuda that comes out from that Gemara. Rav Huna, ki have also din al-kameh, when a din Torah be performed in front of Rav Huna, nichnavu ma'isi asara abanu ve'ra, he would say, I don't want to pass in this on my own, right? We spoke about al-ti don yechidi, shein don yechidi ala echad. Rav Huna wanted a big oilam, he would call a minion in. He said, why? Because what happens if we make a mistake? Now we have to get punished. Ki heichid delimation shiba mikshura, I want the punishment to be divided amongst 10 people like this. I only have to deal with 10% of the punishment. I don't want to have to deal with more. Rav Ashi, ki have also when a trade would be brought in front of Rav Ashi, he would call all the butchers of Masa Mechasya. He would have a conference for butchers. Omar, he would say a butcher conference. He wanted the same thing. Doesn't want it to be all on his head. It's going to be a networking event. Oh, by the way, anyone know, you know, if this is kosher or not? So once they were all there, so in case they get it wrong, it'll be divided equally amongst all them. So Rav Nachman Bar Koyim. I don't know if I've ever seen that. Said, "My dechsev melech b'mishpat yamid eretz ve'ish teruma yisier sena." What does that mean? Dayin doyim ala melech shein itzarch l'kum. If the dayin's like a melech, he doesn't need anything. What does it mean? Doesn't need anything. He doesn't have to learn. Meaning he knows the halachis. Then yamid eretz. That's good. He will establish the world. Good. That's a good dayin. Then doyim ala koyin shemichaz beis agronis. But if he's like a koyin that has to go to other people for food,
In this sense, you ask him a shot, he's like, one second, you know, let me go see what the halach is. That person, right, leaves you in the room, he goes out for 5 minutes, he quickly, you know, phones a friend. Then Yersena, that's already not a good thing. The Nasi once appointed a dayan that didn't know how to learn. They told Reish Lakish's Meturgamin, whose name was Yehuda Bar Nachmeni, come, kum ale b'amoira. I want you to get up and let him tell you something and say it for the oilam. Right, in the olden days, Rebbe didn't just have a gaba, he had a meturgamin also. He had a good speaker, an orator that would come along with him, and this orator would make him sound good, right? So he would get up and he would speak for him. So the Gemara says, right, you know the ma'aser with Reb Chaim Moizer by the first Knesiyah Gedolah. So they say Reb Chaim Moizer was the skan hadmoirin, he was the elder statesman at the event. So he got up and he gave divrei psicha, but because he was old and it was very hard for the olam to hear him, so Meir Shapiro, founder of Daf Yomi, who was the master of ceremonies of the event, he got up and he repeated Reb Chaim Moizer's drasha. But it's yidur that Reb Meir Shapiro was a phenomenal, they say he was the greatest speaker of all time. They say the first time Imre Emes heard Reb Meir Shapiro speak, he said now he has a better appreciation for the drasha Saran. The Ran said in the drasha that why was Moshe Rabbeinu a kvad peh? Because had Moshe Rabbeinu had a good koyach hadibur, people would have said that, you know why Moshe was able to convince the Jews of miracles, etc. It's because he had a koyach hadibur, right? So in the 1930s, what a person with a good koyach hadibur was able to do. So they would have said chalila, same thing about Moshe. So Hashem Bedafka made Moshe Rabbeinu someone that was a kvad peh. He didn't have koyach hadibur so that people will realize that if a kvad peh was able to take a whole nation out of Mitzrayim, he must have had a koyach. So the Imre Emes said the first time he heard Rameir Shapiro speak, he says, now I have a better appreciation. Now I have a better appreciation for that ram. Because Rameir Shapiro could have convinced anybody of anything. That was his koyach hadibur. So Reb Chaim Moizer gets up, he gives divrei bracha, divrei psicha, and then Rameir Shapiro repeats everything Reb Chaim Moizer said. So Rameir Shapiro sat down, he went back next to Reb Chaim Moizer. So Reb Chaim Moizer turned to him and he told him, Chav kemel nish gevis, azich bin azagit deredna. So I never realized I was such a good speaker. But back in the day, Rebbe had a gaba. He had a spokesman. He had a speaker of the house. Somebody would get up and he would speak his speeches for him. So either way, this Yehuda Bar Nachmeni, who's Reish Lakish's private spokesman, he bends down next to this batlan, this dayan who doesn't know how to learn. Apparently he knew some people. He had good protection. So he got the job. Come gochin aleh. He got up and he quoted the following pasuk. Go, yeah, go talk. That's avant and tell him to start talking, right? La'evin dumam, tell him to say, it's not possible. Who yoyra? You know, who tough as zav, a kesef, a charuach, in bekir boy. This is a person who's tough as zav, a kesef, clearly either has a lot of money or knows somebody that has a lot of money, but ruach in bekir boy, I tried, I bent down really, really closely. He has nothing to say. I'm sorry, I can't help you. Hashem Baruch Hu, Hashem is going to punish the people that appoint such dayanim. Shenema v'Hashem beheichel kotshei hasmi pon of kol haaretz. Amrei shlokish kol mami dayanim tzibish eni hagun. If somebody appoints a day, that's not hagun. Kilu netei asher b'Yisrael. It's as if he planted an asherah tree. Shenema shoiftim v'shoitim titan l'cha. V'somachlei. The pasuk says, "Leisita l'cha asherah kol haaretz." And in Mishnah Torah, right, this is Sefer Dvarim, Mishnah Torah, everybody darshan smuchin in Mishnah Torah, so that you have smuchin, shoiftim v'shoitrin, leisita l'cha asherah. Thus, someone who appoints a bad dayan, it's so terrible, it's as if he planted a tree of avodah zara. Amar Rav Ashi, makom sheyesh talmidei chachamim, if you're in a place where there are talmidei chachamim, kilu not eitzel mizbech, it's as if he planted it next to the mizbech, shenemar, eitzel mizbach Hashem alekecha. Says the Gemara. Ksiv, it says, Leisasun iti, Elehei chesev, Elehei zav. Elehei chesev, Elehei zav, Elehei avdi. But the eight shari, what, you only not allowed to make a vizara out of gold and silver, but out of wood, platinum, stainless? That's something you are allowed to do. Rav Ashi, Elaha abab b'shvil kesev, Velaha abab b'shvil zav. What we're talking about is not Elehei as in avodah zarah, but Elehei as in dayanim, right? Elohim is also dayanim. Elaha, a dayan that got his job through Kesef and through Zav, even somebody like that, you have to be careful not to appoint. By the way, if you ever read Josephus or Sefer Yosefon, you'll see that this was rampant. Certainly, Bezman Bayesheni, when the Tzedukim were the ones that ruled, there were many, not just leaders, but Dayanim, members of the Sanhedrin, that had no credentials to be on the Sanhedrin. So these halachas were, unfortunately, very, very relevant. Rav, Kiaba Asik Beidina, Amarachin, Rav used to enter his court, he would say as follows, Berus Nafshi Luktala Nafik, on my own will, I'm going now to my death. Why? Because if I make a mistake, I'm going to die for it.
Like we said before, any dayan that paskin is the wrong, he's meschayev benafshei. And no one's telling me to do it. No one's forcing me to do this. I'm doing this on my own. Utzvi beisav leisu avit. My family is really not into what I'm doing. I'm not making any money. Maybe schar batola you're allowed to get, right? Gemara is in the beginning of the 13th parak of Masechet Ksubas, but a big salary he certainly didn't get. My only tefillah is that just like I'm entering Bezdin without Averis, I hope I get to leave without Averis as well. When Rav would walk and he would see Talmid HaChacham following him, they'd be giving him COVID. So he didn't want the COVID to lead to Gaiva. Omar, he would say, that if a person's stature rises to the heavens, Kigela, and that's he could just as easily fall like gullo, like waste, like garbage. Meaning, don't let it get you. Mazucha Chasidah kavim machsevil shabbos the riklo. Mazucha Chasidah, who was old, Rashi says, and when he used to darshan shloishim yom kodem achag, so there were a lot of people that were there, and to get through the people, they would carry him on his shoulder. So Mazucha was afraid. It's an old man, but he was afraid that it lead to gaiva. Amar Hachi, he would quote a different pasuk that talks about why a person shouldn't become a bal gaiva, and that is ki loy la olam chosen ve'im neza l'dar v'dar.